You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Marissa. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Good morning, boys.
Hey, you. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Well, we had a flood in our house when we had that deep freeze, and they've been trying to mitigate it all week. So, that's my fun day.
How much is that going to cost you?
I don't even know yet.
Oh, God.
That's so bad. It's almost
trying not to think about it until the damage hits.
It's almost one of the worst things, because when like your basement floods or something like that and everything gets wet, it's indescribable how nasty that really is.
Turns to mold.
God.
It's awful. And then the things that are electronic that got wet, you know, they're not going to work.
They're done.
The right way.
Rest in peace.
Too bad.
Was it in your basement?
Oh, it actually started on the top floor, went down through the floor to the middle floor, and then on down to the basement.
Fantastic. Oh, I mean, if you're going to go do that, I mean, go big. Go big.
Go all the way. All the way.
That's horrible.
I feel so bad for you. That's horrible. Well,
you don't have any ballpark. No ballpark figure of what this is going to be, though? For costs?
No, not yet. They're in there. They still have to rip everything out and see what they have to remove. They've had like probably about 30 industrial fans in our house,
and
just spread them out on every level, and they're, you know, trying to dry it all out, and then they come in tonight or tomorrow to start ripping everything out, and then they're going to have to assess what they have to repair.
This is going to be months of repair and work.
Sucks.
And people in your house, and
you know, we won't even play the game. We'll just give you the prize. No, we can't do that. No, we can't do that.
Gosh, that's horrible.
You know, I have an old buddy. I haven't talked to him in a million years, but he was one of the first people I ever worked with in radio a million years ago. When I had lunch with him, we caught up after like not seeing each other for over 20 years. He came to Denver for something, and we went to lunch. I was like, I don't even know what you do anymore. I know you're not in radio. And he said he started a company that does that. It does mitigation for floods and fire. He says like smoke damage and water damage. That's his company. And he says it's just heartbreaking. It's a job that needs to be done, and you're glad they're there, but it's heartbreaking what he sees, you know, happen to people's homes. So, damn it.
It is. And he has a hard job. You don't know what house you're walking into either, and you take a house that may not be clean and get everything wet.
Yeah, like a hoarder's house or something, and it could be, bad.
Oh, there's a thought.
I'm sure he's crying all the way to the bank, though.
I think he was doing pretty well.
That poor guy.
Thanks to people like Marissa. So what happened in your, I don't want to keep dwelling on this, we should get to the game, but like, what happened, a top floor, so was it like an exterior wall or something?
Yes, and so we did the trickle thing you're supposed to do here in Colorado. We had just like a trickle of water coming through.
Yeah.
And they still have to get into the pipes to see exactly what the problem was, but it seems like something froze in the pipe somewhere, and then it backed up so that the sink basically stopped draining, and that little trickle apparently made this mess.
I wonder if you've got crappy insulation in your walls.
I think there's a lot of crappy things in the walls.
Yeah, you need to fix all this and move.
You never know what you're buying or getting. You know, like, I'm afraid when they get in there, you're going to be like, oh, and we've been living here for how long?
They might just say, what insulation, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be nothing in there.
Something funky happened, because I don't know how less than a pencil width could cause this much trouble.
Yeah, God. I'm sorry about your little trickle, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play some Rattle Off and let's see how you do, okay?
Oh, dear.
And again, to the other people who are holding, who is that? It's Troy, Megan, and Alana. Troy, Megan, and Alana, do not hang up. We still will want to visit with you, even if Marissa gets this right. We'll see. 10 seconds. Now, these can be real. More than likely, they're going to be fictional. And some of them may even be animated. But either way, give us the names of five famous pigs. Pigs.
Hold on,
wait a second. Ready and go.
Wilbur. Porky the Pig.
Good.
Pigs. I don't know pigs.
Kermit the Frog's wife? girlfriend?
Oh,
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Babe.
Piggy. Yeah.
The movie Babe.
Peppa.
The
pig. Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I never saw that, but yeah, I've heard of it.
Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Oh, man.
So many pigs.
So many pigs.
Who's the pig in Toy Story?
The piggy bank, right? Is he a piggy bank?
Is that who he is?
I don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
I don't know.
You know what? We enjoy talking to you. I'm sorry for your loss, but thank you for chatting with us, okay?
Getting fixed. Thank you. Thanks, boys. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Oh, man. Here's Troy. Troy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Oh, are you kidding?
Anytime.
It's our pleasure. Do you have any kind of catastrophe going on? What's the biggest, maybe that'll be today's qualifying question. What's the biggest catastrophe you've ever had at your house, Troy?
Well, it's funny. I actually had something similar to the previous caller. About a year after we moved into our house, our water heater exploded and flooded the basement with 50 gallons of water.
That's a mess. So,
God.
That's a big old mess.
Luckily, I paid for the utility insurance, so the insurance company covered it, aside from my deductible. So, but it was a mess, yeah.
Do you remember the total cost of that?
I mean, it was $500 out of my pocket, but I think it was, including a new water heater, it was close to $10,000.
Yeah, I bet.
God.
Brutal.
So, yeah. I got to tell you, I'm living in a house that's 20 years old, and it has its two original water heaters, Troy. And
dude,
I keep
don't
saying,
do it.
I keep saying that I'm playing with fire. I need to hurry. Yeah. Now, since I probably have to have my whole house repiped, I'm like, I'll just do it all at the same time. Get the new water heaters and the pipes.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'd
probably benefit from that. That'd be a smart idea.
Those are ticking time bombs right now.
That's what it is, Jared. It's what it is. I'm playing with fire. I know I'm going to get burned. Ugh.
Not to mention that it's probably all rusty and gunky inside those, and you're washing your body off with all that stuff, too.
You would go there.
Dom, stay on top of your inspections, and then maybe that could help.
What do you mean?
Get your utilities inspected annually, you know, but you got to find somebody you trust. Otherwise, they'll just try to.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I have a company that comes out. But, you know, I knew when I bought the house that I needed to replace the water heaters. I just haven't done it yet.
They're just old.
I even did that thing at closing where I got a credit from the seller because I said, I'm going to have to replace these water heaters. So she credited me, you know, some cash for it. And then I never went and got the
water
heaters.
You went and got pizza and ice cream with it.
I know. I did pizza and beer. What are you talking about? Troy.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, he definitely played for fire.
What do you do, Troy?
I'm an operations manager for a manufacturer in Broomfield.
What are you guys manufacturing?
Overhead cranes, like aerospace cranes.
Whoa, that sounds intense.
Wow.
Big old cranes.
There's not a lot of us in the industry. But,
no, I guess not. Well, good for you. Well, we've enjoyed talking to you. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. So, yeah, let's go for it.
All right, let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. Troy, give us the names of five actors throughout history. Five actors who have played the part of Batman. Because we were just talking about bats a few minutes ago. So Jeremy's like, do five actors who have played Batman. Ready and go.
Christian Bale, Michael Keaton. I think that's all I'm going to get. I'm not going to get the five, guys.
Oh, you didn't. You forgot Clooney and Kilmer.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is the most recent Batman.
And then old school.
And the greatest Batman of all, Adam West.
Old school. There you go.
Yeah, that's a little bit too old for me. I don't even know who that is.
Well, look him up today.
Google him.
Yeah, I definitely will.
You'll see some spectacular acting, Troy. You'll see some of the greatest acting you've ever seen in your life, he says with sarcasm.
Can't wait.
Troy, have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
You too, guys. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Megan and Alana. Megan, what's the biggest catastrophe you've ever had at your house?
I feel so bad for, it was Marissa? We had something similar. But when we were homeschooling, my son at the time was in first grade, and he flushed clothes down our toilet. So we were homeschooling in our kitchen, and our kitchen just started dripping. It looked like it was raining, and then the ceiling fell, and the basement flooded. So it was a lot.
What kind of clothes was it?
I think they ended up finding 4 or 5 socks, a pair of underwear, and then I think there was like some gloves there.
Why not, huh? Kids
That's
are
such
goofy.
A kid. How old was he at the time?
Oh God, I want to say he was 6 or 7, and he was like, I was just so bored.
Old
so
enough
bored.
To know better.
Bored. I love that. How old is he now?
He just turned 9 on Sunday.
Okay. So not that long ago.
God, I bet you had to have a long talk with him.
Jeremy, are you sniffing the same thing I'm sniffing right now?
I was thinking, yeah, what did your kids flush?
No, I mean, just more this whole topic of what was the biggest
disaster,
catastrophe
yeah.
at your house. That is smelling like a Friday morning segment if I've ever heard.
Let's
one.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, because listen, we've talked to 3 people and all 3 of them have had stories.
Yep.
God. Man. What do you do for a living, Megan?
I work for a phone company. So I just work retail right now, and then I take care of my 4 kiddos.
All right. Well, you're busy then.
Yeah, good for you.
Busy bee.
Absolutely.
Well, let's play some rattle off. Let's see if we can get a winner today. Are you ready?
I'm nervous. Let's get it.
Oh, no.
Don't be nervous. You're talking to friends.
It's just your buddies in the morning and over 1 million people listening to you right
mm-hmm,
now.
So in various countries around the world.
Around the world they're listening. And they're about to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds. Let's say you walk down the chip aisle at the grocery store. Megan, give us 5 brands or the names you would see on these bags of chips. 5 brands of chips, different kinds. Ready and go.
Takis, Doritos, Lay's, Cheetos, Fritos.
Well, that's good. You're all right. God,
yeah,
you did
I would have
all.
Taken a whole lot of them, like
wow.
Ruffles and
wow. Pringles, pretzels. Pringles. Yeah, would we have accepted pretzels? No, never mind.
I don't count that as a chip.
Nah, it's
I'm
a pretzel.
Sorry.
All right.
Does it matter? You're a
winner.
Megan knows chips.
I have teenage boys.
Do you?
Yeah, I guess.
God, I noticed you started with Takis. Is that like the thing in your house?
Yeah, for my 15-year-old and his friends, they love Takis. And they tried that one chip challenge,
yeah.
And that was a mistake.
It's constant Takis in our house. Give me Takis. Give me Takis.
I've never tried Takis.
Like some of them are bright blue or bright green, and they're really spicy chips. And I was like, we're not buying these anymore. They're not good for you.
But are they good?
No, they're not even good.
Oh.
No, I think they're horrible. I can't do them. But
and
yeah,
it's like,
kids will smash them.
Yeah, what are you doing to your insides when you eat these things?
I gotta try some now.
Oh,
I've never even tried them.
You're wicked.
Oh, Megan, you're delightful. If you will stand by, Josh is gonna tell you about your tickets to go see Kathleen Madigan. Okay.
Yay! Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, have fun.
You're very welcome. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. We love you. Here's Alana, who's been patiently holding. Alana, have you had any kind of catastrophe at your house?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got some stories from my house. When I was younger, I accidentally blew up my room with a fertilizer bomb when I was 7.
Sounds like a good time.
What?
Why was a 7-year-old playing with fertilizer?
I was very sneaky and really liked playing with chemicals. My sister was cereal. She would get open the baby locked cereal cabinets. I was chemicals.
So what kind of damage are we talking about with this explosion?
That's great.
You know how in movies sometimes you'll see a room, right? There's like a spot in the middle where it's perfectly clean and the rest is just brown and black and charred.
It was like that?
Like broken windows. Yeah, it was like that. The windows were blown out. There was like in the center of the room, there was me with like that black and stuff on my eye and my hair sticking. The room was just,
oh my God, so you were in there. You could have been killed.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky. It was
Oh, you can look back and laugh now.
Now so, she's laughing.
Yeah, I do.
What kind of trouble did you get in for doing that?
Oh, it was a rental, so I was in a ton of trouble.
My God. So
I'm
let me ask you.
I'm the third person in my family to blow up a rental bedroom. I'm
God.
You guys are on some sort of watch list, I bet.
What a dangerous family. God. Let me ask you, what do you do for a living now? I'm just curious, with your love of chemicals and blowing things up, does it translate to your career?
I almost became a chemist, yeah, but I'm actually a mechanic.
Well, I can kind of see that, I guess.
Same ballpark, kind of, yeah.
God, that is a great
story. Do you still blow things up? Do you still dabble?
No, I did when I was a teenager, definitely, like, without my parents knowing, but no, I don't do that anymore.
You're smart, probably.
That's funny. Oh, you are absolutely charming. You're the charming mechanic, Alana. Thank you for calling your boys this morning. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.